You're listening to episode 268 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, Stacey Tuschel here from She's Building Her Empire. And I'm excited to talk about today's episode because, you guys, we only have 6 months left of the year, which is just so crazy. And there's a lot of like planning and just reassessing and prepping to finish strong because you may feel like you haven't really hit the goals that you want to hit. So stick around. This is going to be a great episode. Now, this morning I was reading my podcast reviews and I appreciate you ladies so much. And I wanted to shout out Vicky Arsenault. She wrote, "I love listening to podcasts in the morning and came across this one a week or two ago. I've pretty much been binge listening in my spare time because there is so much amazing information. I love that Stacey is down to earth, yet also very straightforward. These podcasts have me dreaming again about what's possible." Thank you so much, Vicky. You have no idea. And make sure to reach out to us at social@stacytuschel.com to pick up some really cool She's Building Her Empire swag for being our featured review. So I really appreciate that. All right, ladies, let's get to work. We have 6 months left in 2018. That's it, 6 months. The time is going way too fast. And here's the thing. This is going to be kind of a tough love episode because I totally get that some of you are crushing it, but some of you aren't any further along than you were 6 months ago. And we need a little bit of a reality check. Am I right? So maybe you need to get up a little earlier or actually be productive and not just busy, right? Or stop using the excuse that your kids are home, you know, for the summer. So how could you possibly get anything done? You see my IG stories, right? Tegan can be a little troublemaker in my office, or she's like so stinking cute that she gets to sit on my lap while I'm working. So let's just step away from the excuses and figure out where do we need to go and what do we need to do in the next 6 months, okay? It is really important to finish strong and to accomplish all of the amazing goals and dreams you had set for this year, right? Back in January when you were doing this. You had a reason and a why behind what you wanted to do. So let's just try to make these dreams become your reality. This is not one of these all or nothing situations, right? You do not get to give up on this year because it hasn't worked out the way you wanted it to. Like, there is some major, major time left to make sure this happens, all right? If you're ready, let's just dive in and get a little pick me up to get back on track. The first thing I want you to start with is scheduling time on your calendar, okay? So usually when you hear people talk about goal setting and figuring this all out, they say, you know, start with a brain dump. But like what happens is you create this beast of a brain dump, pages and pages of tasks and action items, and then they spend so much time on the first time, like the first time they're doing it, but then they have no other dedicated time to making this actually work. So what I want you to do right away is figure out how many days per week, how many hours per day do you have time, and then actually get it on your calendar. So you know you heard me say, I love Google Calendar. Make sure to set up some sort of rhythm, right? So what do I mean by that? Well, if you're using an online calendar, you can repeat, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're going to work from 9 to 12 on your big priorities. Or you've only got Saturday mornings. Okay, jot that down. Maybe you have only 10 minutes a day. Whatever it is, you guys, figure this out, okay? So, like, I don't want you to think about, like, all of a sudden I'm going to just brain dump everything and then nothing happens with it. Like, we start with step one, get it on the calendar, make time for you. So when you brain dump, you actually have time to work on that. So that means if I plan to work on this right now for an hour and time is up, no worries. We already have other times listed on the calendar. After you do this, and only after, then let's actually go to step number two. So keep listening, but no, this might be an episode you need to go back and listen to again. So step number two, know what you want, okay? This is where that dream big, those brain dumps come in. You know, take everything out of your head and put it on paper and go crazy. Now, here's where it might be a little different. Write down everything you want to do in the next 1 to 5 years, okay? Then this is something new I just stole from hearing Rachel Hollis say this. She said, I've been writing down 12 goals as if they've already happened in a separate notebook, and she rewrites them every single day. Now, my friend Catherine Zinke, now who's been on the podcast before, has said 1,000 times, the more you say something to yourself, the more your subconscious mind will actually believe it. So this makes total sense, right? So 12 goals in the present tense, like it has already happened. I'll give you some examples so you're not confused. All right, so one for me could be, I can get on any podcast. Or so many people want to sponsor our podcast that we turn people away every single week. Or I only work 4 hours a day and never on the weekends. How about my family takes amazing quarterly vacations every year, and so on, okay? Now, when it actually becomes your reality, replace it with something new, okay? So this is a big one, and I really would love to see some of you try these 12 goals. Definitely, if you're brave enough to shout it out on Instagram, tag us. I want to see these, you guys, okay? Now, step number 3 is reassess your goals with the amount of time you are dedicated, okay? Or you have dedicated for this. So look at step number 1 and step number 2 and ask yourself, is this really possible? Can I really do what I said I was going to do in this amount of time? So now, just this past weekend, I was driving my almost 15-year-old niece home. She had just babysat for our kids. And as I was handing her the money, I said to her, have you started saving like money yet for a car? Because I mean, she's almost 15, right? Now, I pretty much knew the answer already, but you know, she doesn't have a job, and this was only the second time she's ever babysat. We really don't use her much for our kids because she's a dancer and she's just always so busy. She has zero extra time. Now, she told me she was thinking about this and was going to try to get a job this year on Saturdays because it's the only day she pretty much has free because of dance. And she said, yeah, I think I'm going to save half of my paychecks for the car. Okay, so in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, you know, poor girl, like this is not happening. Let's just do the math here. So let's say she makes $9 an hour on the high end. I would actually be shocked. Our minimum wage here is $7.25, right? But I'm just trying to be conservative as I'm doing these numbers. And let's say that every Saturday, she works 8 hours a shift, okay? Now, if I'm doing the math here, she works 8 hours every Saturday at $9 an hour. That comes out to $3,744 before taxes, you guys, right? Like, we get this. Now, first, she probably won't make that much, and she probably won't be able to work every Saturday because there are some dance competitions that conflict. So she's really only saving half, right? She said that. So that's $1,872, again, before taxes. Now, you might be wondering, like, did I tell her this? Did I, like, devastate this little girl's hopes and dreams of driving this brand new, beautiful car next year? Okay, now I'm not that ruthless, but I did definitely give her a little bit motivation to start picking up some more babysitting shifts, and then you better believe I will be telling my sister to help her figure this out. Now, the funny thing is, you and I are sitting here thinking, poor girl, you're never going to make enough money to get a car next year, right? Like, this just isn't going to happen. But you guys, what about you and me? Are we giving enough attention and time? When you want something bad enough, you make time for it. You figure it out. You're not that busy when you can tell someone who just got kicked off of The Bachelor last night, right? Now, I am actually caught up with The Bachelor, but you won't hear me say I'm too busy for my dreams, okay? Be thinking about that. All right, time for one of our sponsors. Now, you know I'm a big advocate on staying healthy, and I recently discovered Care Of. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service made from effective quality ingredients personally tailored to your exact needs. Even when you try to maintain a healthy diet, it can be hard to get all of the nutrients your body needs. And selecting vitamins can be really overwhelming. Which do you take? Well, I love that Care Of has this fun quiz to take, and it asks you all of these personal questions and then gives you a customized plan. A couple other reasons why I love Care Of is they're individually wrapped packets for each day. Super convenient if you're a traveler like myself. They also auto ship right to your house every 30 days, so there's no forgetting to buy them or stop taking them because you've run out, and you can modify your subscription at any time. Plus, there's vegan and vegetarian supplement options. Now, for 25% off, you can get your first month's vitamins. So go to takecareof.com and enter promo code EMPIRE. Again, that is takecareof.com and get 25% off your first month's supply. Don't forget promo code EMPIRE. All right, back to today's episode. Now, step number 4 is make the most out of your time, right? So you got that schedule down in step number 1, but ask yourself, what have you been waiting for? Have you ever said, I'm going to invest in this program after I make that money, or I'm going to reach out to this person to interview after people start seeing me as an influencer, or you get the point, right? But you know what waiting gives you? Not much. Like, invest in that dream program that you know is going to help you so you can make that money. Reach out to that influencer now, because that might be the interview that gives you the credibility. You've been waiting the last 6 months for something, okay? The next 6 months is all about action. No more waiting. We don't have time, okay? Of course, you will hear some no's, but you keep going. Spoiler alert, if you didn't already know this, you're gonna hear a lot of no's. And when you are just about ready to give up, there is one yes that will make all of those no's worth it. So start making a list of things you are going to do right now, okay? Step five. Step five is a big one. Take action, right? Do everything that I just said to you in steps 1 through 4 and actually do it one step at a time. So every morning, wake up and focus on 3 things you are going to get done today that will really just head you in the right direction. Now, when I do this, I actually try to get those 3 things done before noon, because you and I both know that things pop up, right? We have fires to put out, or a child that's sick, or something goes wrong. Don't save your biggest task for the end of the day. Do it in the beginning. So if something pops up, you're good to go, right? You've still been productive. Okay, so now that you've been daydreaming about everything you want in the next 1 to 5 years, let's come back down to earth and decide what are 3 goals you want to do in the next 6 months based off of what you wrote down. Now, I get that we aren't going to complete a 5-year goal in 6 months, but I want you to ask yourself, is this my 5-year vision? What will help me like really accomplish this? So when you write down one of your top 3 goals for the next 6 months, is that heading towards your 5-year goal? I recently did this just assignment at a mastermind that I was in, and I feel like, you know, if you look down, you just keep looking down, you just keep heading towards this direction or just keep going forward. And then you look up and you're going, how did I get here? I feel like I need to know my 5-year vision in my head so that I don't look up and go, whoa, I was trying to get over here, right? And I think a lot of us miss this, because now 90-day goals are all the rage. And I love 90-day goals. They are so good. But I think we need something bigger than just the 90-day goals in our heads, okay? All right. So again, the hard part, pick only 3 goals you are going to do in the next 6 months. That's it, okay? Then we will break down just 1 goal at a time. Now, if you missed episode 266, we talked about 5 ways to increase self-discipline. Go grab the workbook. That was a great workbook that will actually work really well with this episode too. And you can actually just go to shesbuildingherempire.com/ oh my goodness, self-discipline. So let's say that again. shesbuildingherempire.com/self-discipline. No hyphen or anything in that word, just 1 word, okay? So go check that out. All right, so after we have those 3 goals, okay, and that workbook will help you walk through it, now brain dump at least 5 action items, okay? So list those action items. So if the 1 goal was launch a new website, right, then maybe your action items are hire a graphic designer, photo shoot with new headshots, list of updated services or updated copy for the About Me page or the home page, and so on. But then here's where people get like stuck, okay? Is when they create the tasks for each action. The more we break things down, the more we go, oh my goodness, I'm never gonna get this done. So what do I mean? So for instance, let me pick one. Photo shoot with new headshots, let's say. Okay, so if that's the one we're gonna pick, there's a lot of little tasks in there. One is find a great photographer in Milwaukee, book your appointment, schedule virtual meeting with maybe a fashion consultant or somebody to help you pick out those outfits, schedule hair and makeup with like a local stylist, and so on. And all of a sudden your 3 things turn into 5 action items each. We're at 15, and now we have like all these little tasks underneath them, right? So it starts to get very, very overwhelming. So that's why I think Tony Robbins is the one that always calls it chunking. You know, just look at the small numbers first to task, like to take things off your list. Because we can get very overwhelmed, and then all of a sudden we're just frozen, right? Nothing gets done, and you have to do 1 thing at a time. Now, another thing that's gonna help you take action is accountability, okay? Publicly declare your goals. Now, the other day I thought to myself, I need to do something different, something I haven't done before, something I just randomly kind of decided, I wanna do a 30 days of going live in a row, okay? You wanna know what I did next? I went live and I said, hey guys, here's what I'm doing. I'm going live 30 days in a row. I told you before I told my team, okay? Because here's the thing. Trust me, there is no way I would not show up live after I've announced it, right? That is one step that always helps me. So if you need a little bit of accountability, you guys, tell somebody, right? Shout it out. Share with people what you're going to be doing. And you know I love when you shout me out and tag at Stacey Tushel, use the hashtag She's Building Her Empire. I want to see this stuff, okay? So the longer you wait, right? I'm working with a client now and I just kept telling her, just do it. Just post it. Just send that email. You know, just tell people you're doing this, because the longer you wait, you know what happens? You talk yourself out of it. It gets scarier and scarier and scarier. It reminds me of the episode I did with Sarah Boyd. We talked about raising entrepreneurial kids. And I said to her, I'm trying to get Tanner on stage. She's never gone on stage yet. This is like her third recital. What should I do? And she said, don't build it up. Don't talk about it for months and months and months because you're like freaking her out. And I'm like, oh, great. I've been doing that for the last 5 months, but okay, cool. It's tomorrow, right? Like worst timing ever. But she said, like, just bring it up at the end and then it just happens and it's so fast and it's over and they don't have time to like work through this all in their head. And I realized, whoa, first of all, that's great for kids. But second, we're doing that as entrepreneurs. We're like waiting and procrastinating and just waiting for this perfect time. And we're basically talking ourselves out of it. Just go for it. Do something today that you know you should have been doing a long time ago. Like put it out there, shout it out so that we can hold you accountable for that. All right? All right, you guys, big thank you to the review winner, Vicky Arsenal, and big thank you for all of you guys leaving reviews. We're going to be handing out another $100 Amazon gift card as soon as we reach 200 reviews, so make sure to go do that if you haven't already. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, what are you waiting for? We've got amazing topics, guest expert interviews coming up, and Flash Fridays you're not going to want to miss. All right, see you next time. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.